to the Nutramedical Report. We're tracking down Dan Page, who's been a guest on John Moore's show a number of times. And Dan Page, of course, is a sheriff. We're going to hear a lot of different issues that the sheriffs understand are foremost in the country as the country is being federalized by the federal government. It started, of course, with George Bush and has continued with the Abominator. This is a very serious thing where the federal government's coming into the states and into cities and towns and federalizing our police forces. So we're going to talk about that with Sheriff Dan. Sheriff Dan, are you there? Not yet. Okay. Well, we'll be joining Sheriff Dan in just a moment. Also, I want to touch on some of the latest issues that are coming up on. We have the crazy stuff that's going over in Drudge. We continue to have some of the most weird things I can imagine that are happening on Drudge. It's hard to even start on this. Firstly, Trump is ahead on the Rasmussen poll by 5 points yesterday. But then we have this Glenn Beck. This man obviously has had too many aspartame-laced drinks, and his brain is fried. The man needs to be quiet. Anybody listening to this fool, in any way, shape, or form, about anything he talks about, you know is going to have spin, lies, and he somehow thinks he's some kind of a messianic Mormon figure anointing Ted Cruz, and now he's continuing to talk about Beck of Revelation, about the Facebook being the most important system of his lifetime. Well, Facebook, my friend, is just an open face of the NSA, no such agency. And if you don't understand that, social media, although it can be useful, is also an arm of the cult matrix. The other thing that people should understand is that three-quarters of people under a $50,000 income could not put $1,000 together to deal with an emergency. Two-thirds of people between $50,000 and $100,000, and even people over that in income, would have difficulty. We're dealing with a meltdown of the society here. Clinton rape accuser blasts the biased NBC news anchor. So what's going on is that you're going to see the fall of the Clintons, and of course Hillary is a major abuser after the rape by Bill Clinton, and all these women are coming out now, and believe me, it's an army, and led by none other than Mr. Trump, and in fact, in many cases, preceding him, because they know that he was going to open this can of worms up. So that's a really interesting phenomena. and I'm not sure if we've tracked down Dan Page yet, but we'd like to get him on the program. Dan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Wonderful. I want you to fill in. Now, you are off and on John Moore's show, and you're referenced by John. And I want you to talk about the federalization of U.S. towns and cities. I was aware of this for some time, but being a sheriff, you'll have some more details of what really is going on and how evil this is and how it's a violation of Constitution and state rights.
Well, basically, what this is, this started some time ago. It's actually much greater than the federalizations. It's a backdoor approach from the United Nations to bring it under a global police force.
Exactly.
That's actually what it is.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I've seen that one of my friends who actually hosts that, he was a Ontario police force trained by not only Israeli security forces, but U.S. special forces in Ontario. And what they're doing is they're not only federalizing, but they're actually internationalizing the police forces. And it's already been happening for well over a decade, almost 20 years in Ontario, Canada, in conjunction with the United States, Israel, and the United Nations.
Correct. My specialty in the military, after about 35 years of being in the military, half of which was active duty, was asymmetrical warfare tactics. That comes under something called psychological warfare. And you have the Heligan concept of create the problem, advertise the problem, and then the solution.
Right.
Now, in my opinion, when we had the Ferguson riots here, we know for a fact that ISIS was involved in that because we saw their banners here, they had their communication vans here, and so forth. And this is an orchestrated effort to dismantle the local control of the police force. And this is happening because there was a report, and this was written by the Washington Post, if I can read it just real quickly for you, by Mr. Reed Wilson on August the 14th of 2015. He says, racial imbalances exist in all local departments, not just in department. So what they're trying to do is they've labeled all Caucasian males as racist within the Peace Force. So that will justify the federal intervention along with UN police officers. Wow. That's the basis that they're using. I'm sure you're familiar with Department of Justice. I think her name is Loretta Lynch.
Right, yeah. I call it the Department of Injustice. How's that?
Right, right. If I could read some, because I don't want to misquote this for your listeners, and I wonder if I could just read a few paragraphs out of the Canadian Free Press, if I could.
Right.
Okay, now this is by the editor of the Canadian Free Press, a Mrs. Judy McLeod, on October the 5th of 2015. Now, this was nowhere in the United States, so you have to go outside here to get that. It says, with no public output, no congressional debate or vote, it will be blue helmets and not local cops who will be policing the streets in America in an initiative underway before it launches day. It says, blue helmet United Nations personnel will be replacing municipal police forces whose ranks have been harassed and hollowed out over the year by Obama activists in the Black Lives Matter. Now, that's what we're facing with the Strong Cities Network. They are basically accusing all Caucasian people as racist from birth, so therefore we have to come in and take over these departments. And it gets much, much worse, much worse.
Right.
One of the things that she goes ahead and says, she said, if citizens' criticism of Islam will not be tolerated by the president, who proclaim that the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam, then who will the Strong Cities Network will ultimately be chasing down, charging, and arresting. So if you speak against Islam, you are considered a domestic terrorist now.
Yeah, and in other words, the Department of Justice is making Sharia-compliant cities.
Exactly. Now, they've already done that in six cities. I don't know if your listeners are aware of that, but the St. Louis County Police Department, of which I was a member of for several years, they agreed to 57 conditions by the Department of Justice, which is basically given control over to that. And then you have Baltimore, you have Denver, I think New Orleans, and several other departments that are under the federal control right now. But keep in mind, that is going into the United Nations network. So actually, the UN is what's controlling the local police department now.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Most people don't realize that all the mineral resources and underground aquifers on the planet have been given over to the UN.
Exactly.
And also all the mineral resources at the bottom of the ocean, including methane hydrates, that has 3,000 times more energy stored in methane hydrate balls at the bottom of the ocean, some as deep as a mile and a half to 2 miles, like at the Gulf of Mexico. When they drilled through the area of the oil at the Macondo drill site, they actually had to drill through almost a mile and a half to 2 miles of methane hydrates. And, of course, it's 640 times volume, but the amount of energy stored in methane hydrates just at the bottom of the ocean is 3,000 times more energy than all the proven oil reserves and coal on the planet.
You're exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that point up, because if you remember George Bush II, when he was president, he signed into law, and the Senate ratified it, something called the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Right.
And that also gave all inland waterways, like the Missouri River, the Mississippi, and so forth, is under direct control of the United Nations right
That's
now.
That's right. All the waterways. All waterways
yes,
under.
All
in fact, one of the last nations to fall was Yugoslavia, that would not hand over their waterways and underground mineral resources. And it turns out there's three or four major minerals that are necessary for satellite-based technology. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite-based technology for and high-tech computing systems, such as mica and rare earth minerals, etc.,
right.
In Yugoslavia. And what happened is Milosevic was prosecuted not because he wouldn't break up Yugoslavia, but because he wouldn't hand over mineral resources to the UN and waterways, as well as the underground water resources and mineral resources, by the way, to the center of the earth. That's how much they've handed over mineral resources. They don't even see to the native peoples. They go to the UN.
You're exactly right, because I served in Bosnia, and I can remember talking to the UN High Commissioner, because I was in at Eagle Base up at MND North, just out of Tuzla, and we had a UN High Commissioner there, and she came out and said that. She said, this has nothing to do with Serbia and Muslims and all that. She says
nothing at all.
Has nothing to do. She says, this is mineral rights. She says Bosnia is the crossroads of Europe. like Missouri is the crossroads of the United States. She says they're coming under our control one way or the other, and the U.S. military is the enforcement arm of that.
Well, yeah, and it's the crossroads of the high-tech world of the future, where robotics, where a vastly reduced human population now is a drone class that's sexless. Uh-huh. That's why they're pushing the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. It's not that they like these sexually deviant populations, not by any means. In fact, what they want to do is they want to get rid of the idea of sex altogether, and they want to outlaw what's called wild reproduction, so humans won't be able to reproduce except they submit their gametes. And by the way, if it's a lesbian couple and they're licensed, they can submit literally with a punch biopsy and create ova and sperm from their skin. People don't know that can be done today.
Oh, yeah.
The CRISPR protocol. So when people say that can't happen, I'm thinking, you know, you're delusional and you're uninformed and you need to be quiet and sit down like a good student in grade 3 and listen to the teacher. They do not understand this. It's not open to an opinion. Everybody thinks they have a right to an opinion. If it's not based on facts and evidence or logic, they need to listen.
Well, I tell you, my training was psychological warfare, as I've said, in the military. I can tell you right now, you're absolutely correct. If the American people do not get involved and study the issues and know the issues, I have grave concerns after the 2016 election whether we're even going to be.
Oh no, I have almost no concerns, and I'll tell you why. As a student of psychology and spirituality and other issues, most of the population are feigning what they're feigning ignorance. If you actually do a silent poll, you find that at least 53% of the population completely distrusts the government, and another 75% of that remaining 47% don't trust the government on one or more issues. The fact is, once things get to the point where it's inevitable, the idea of feigning that the tiger is outside the grass hut is not smelling your body. Closing your eyes and curling up in a ball in the corner of the grass hut doesn't mean the tiger can't come through and eat you. And
exactly.
The fact is, once people realize that, their psychological games will stop. When I confront people now, I find, and this is a secret weapon I talk to people, whether it's health issues, because really it's the same for everything. It's the same for spiritual issues, medical issues, geopolitical issues, etc. Doesn't matter. The secret weapon I tell my contacts when they say, well, can you talk to my doctor? I say, I'll tell you what. You ask your doctor if I can get permissions for me to call them, not them to call me, their phone number, a time window, and email. When they're disputing over an issue, like say, gene-based cancer treatment, or let's say they're discussing with a relative a geopolitical issue or a spiritual issue that's total garbage. I said, I'm the secret weapon. I said, when you draw out that secret weapon, you're immediately going to find they're going to collapse and they're going to start talking to you and dialoguing. And if you at least dialogue with somebody, even if they totally disagree, they're going to accept a portion of your argument. And what you have to do mainly is not change their argument or their logic, change their perspective. Because once you change their perspective, they withdraw from the idea of holding on to a psychologically protective cognitive dissonance that doesn't face reality, which they know is true. And they stop pretending to be what I call psychological children, or what I call spiritual and psychological virgins, pretending that they're infantile. They withdraw from infantile behavior, and they start to realize they pick up psychological, legal, and physical arms to defend themselves against tyranny. So I don't have a negative feeling. I think the problem is that it's like when I do surgery. If the patient's under too light anesthesia, they're going to punch you in the face if you try to do an operation. And once the patients get a large enough jolt, and you take a towel clip and pinch them, you're going to realize under enough anesthesia, the population is not anesthetized; they're feigning ignorance. So right. I'm very positive. What I think is going to happen is Trump is a phenomena. Whether he lives or they assassinate him, the people have woken up now. The game is over, and the globalists and the Satanists and the Draco reptilian monsters behind them, they're all done, and they know that, and they're terrified.
Well, I'd like to go back just for a second, and I couldn't more agree with you, to the Strong Cities Network, and I want to go back to the Canadian Free Press, and I want to quote it because I don't want to misquote anybody. It says, the Strong Cities Network, which launched September the 29th at the United Nations, now Loretta Lynch announced that at the United Nations, followed by a meeting in an Islamic temple. She went to Islamic temple after that and made the second announcement. It says, we'll empower municipality bodies to fill the gap by working with a civil society. It says, the Strong Cities Network will include an international steering committee of approximately 25 cities and other subnational entities from different regions will provide the the strategic location. So what we're going to have is cities from around the world, Dr. Bell, that are going to be telling us, America, what we're going to do, and the Constitution will be null and void.
Well, the I'll tell you what makes the Constitution null, and it's really simple, and Donald Trump's going to obviate it, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the TTIP in Europe. When Obama arrived in Germany, in Stuttgart, Germany, just a few weeks ago, he got protested everywhere he went. Because the Germans are our second largest audience after America, listening to my show on podcasts all over the world. The Germans are totally aware. These are intelligent people. They've gone through hell with the First and Second World War, which are banker wars. They know they've been manipulated because they're their chief competition to the British Empire, which is basically the recreation of the British Empire as the United Nations. People don't know that. They don't know the UN is just the British Empire in a new reincarnation.
Right, right.
That 57 of the nations, our Commonwealth nations, are still controlled by the same Masonic connection groups that controlled the British Empire for the last three centuries. They don't know that. They don't. They're not aware this is just a new incarnation of the British Empire. The Queen, for example, the Carlyle Group, and the King of Saudi Arabia are totally lockstep, and so is Saudi Arabia and Israel. And people think, well, why is Saudi Arabia not attacking Israel? They have agents that are Mossad agents that are actually also Saudi agents. People don't know that.
Right.
They don't know that the Saudis and the Israelis and Mossad, as well as the CIA, along with Academy, which is Blackwater Security private company in America, trained ISIS and ISL in a town north of Amman, Jordan, just 4 years ago. I mean, this is disgusting to have Obama, on the one hand, criticize extreme Islam and then arm the teeth out of them. On the other hand, including man pads and all kinds of advanced rocket-propelled grenades for tank killers, etc. It's disgusting.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the man needs to be impeached and put in a padded room with a posy jacket on and a shot of antipsychotic in his butt. And he should never have day pass or access to an iPad or the Internet.
Well, we are not going to get any of that from the Republican Congress. It's not going to happen.
No, it'll happen from the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, is either going to mutate and fall in line with Trump or it's going to disappear. Same with the Democrats. The
right.
convention coming up in the next month or so with Bernie Sanders, even though he's not on tap because he is an American Bolshevik, this
right.
monster called Bernie Sanders is a huff and puff, big bad wolf, Bolshevik right out of the communist era. And if he gets his way, he'll do to America what was done to Russia a century ago.
Right, right. If you go to the, to follow up what you're saying a little bit more, what you're saying there, if you go to the world, there's a World Net Daily report out on in 2015, October 15th, by a Mr. Paul McGuire, who is a Fox News historian.
Right.
And he says there was no mention of the Strong Cities Network. Nothing at all. It just came in. Here it is. And now we are going to get it through federal funds. See, what they're doing is, Dr. Bill, is if you're in law enforcement, a lot of departments depend upon federal grants and stuff like that.
Right.
And if you don't play ball with them, they are withdrawing the grants. And you're hearing about that already in North Carolina over the same bathroom issue down there where they're refusing federal funds.
Right. But they're also trying to hand over equipment that they have stored, some of it off islands off of Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
And Qatar from the Middle East. A lot of it's still covered with yellow cake, radioactive, depleted uranium. They're on rail sidings, say, in Illinois and elsewhere, and they're transferring this to these so-called strong cities and training
right.
them up to use bearcats and advanced tactics and warfare of combat of going into civilian areas and urban settings in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. They're actually
exactly
training
right.
in urban warfare to attack Americans the same way they attack foreigners in the laboratory, I call it the lab, of
yep.
Iraq. I mean, it's disgusting, but they're trying
exactly
to force
right.
them doing the same goddamn thing, excuse my English, as they did to the Iraqi people in the laboratory of Iraq.
Exactly. I'm sure you're aware of an organization called the Rutherford Institution by Mr. John Whitehead.
Yes.
Mr. John Whitehead says, I'm just going to paraphrase what he says, but this is in the World Net Daily Report.
Keep that thought. We're going to be right back for the next segment. We've got to get you back next week. Stay right there, Dan, and we'll have you set up for your next appointment to return. We've got lots of good info.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. So Danny Page will be back with us, with Tim Alexander, our co-host, on geopolitical issues on Tuesday. That is May the 24th, so that's really important. This segment, I want you to kind of summarize what you do when you come on the show with John Moore, where you see things going, because I see the following. I see a domestic security disaster. I see a bipartisan domestic security bill to try to take away our rights. I see a convergence of not only strong cities, but what's called resilient cities that are tied to the website Deagle, DEAGEL.com, where they predict a drop in the U.S. population from 317 million to 65 million. I see a convergence where they want to crash the world economy and move to the Matrix, which is a cashless system where all their divots are in supercomputers. And by the way, the prescient control of all cyber technology on Earth is America. The pressing control of space is America. The pressing control of advanced scalar and other weapons is America. And people don't understand the United States is literally centuries ahead of every other country, including deploying troops, deploying space and scalar weapons. And they have no idea just how far America is ahead of everybody else. It's very scary to have a country that has a Department of Offense, but no Department of Defense. No underground shelters, no protection from EMP, no biological protection with proper biosecurity at our borders. Everything that's being done by the government is to increase the maximum amount of death, destruction, and chaos.
Here's what I see in the very near future. I see an orchestrated event by governments or governments unknown or people unknown to bring in a global police force.
Right.
I see a possible EMP attack that's going to disable the electrical grid. And I look to see in all my heart, I believe there's going to be massive death, as you have just said. Well, because we have no civil defense at all, nothing at all.
Well, I got my sources, classified sources, so it's not open to the public, from the United States, the Australian, and the Canadian government, and they'll predict that within 6 months, if the power grid goes down, 90% of the population will be dead. Now, I want to explain. There are very simple procedures. If you go to our link on Less EMF on our website, NutriMedical.com, we have total protection for EMP for your vehicle, your cell phones, your home, etc. And people need to get off-grid. Where I currently have 2 500-gallon propane tanks and a backup power 20-kilowatt generator that will generate power within 4 seconds. So power never goes out. Number two, you should have backup solar for what I call subsistence. You need to have layers of protection. We need to start realizing that the government is setting us up to be, in harm's way. They don't want to fix things like Fukushima Daiichi because they want to reduce human fertility, IQ, and increase disease and death. They want to stack vaccines. They have 272 in a pipeline. They want to have forced health care. We have to, and a good example of what I call factory medicine is Kaiser, which I unfortunately got signed up last year, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Factory medicine, allopathic medicine tied to a global matrix is essential for the, what they call the biometric ID, which is why Obamacare has very little to do with healthcare. It has everything to do with control.
It's only going to take one more major event in the United States, Dr. Bill, and people are going to be down on their knees, and they will accept whatever the federal government wants to give them or the UN.
I think here's what I'm doing. We set up forums so that we can have people cross-connect through our forum here at Deagle Network. So they can connect with each other and get what we call resilient villages. So they actually have villages of hundreds of people that come together with not only security forces, power generation, water supply, schools, church, etc., so that we can become, and I tell people, get the heck out of the big cities now. Get yourself, if you have to travel within travel distance, make sure that you're able to be not downwind of a nuclear plant, because one of the first things they're going to hit is not only EMP, but hit military targets and nuclear reactor sites.
Right.
And they have to understand that we're going to make sure that we are vulnerable because we have three layers to U.S. Space Command. We have THAAD, or Theater Air Defense, which is a titanium alloyed missile to hit a missile. It's not a bomb. We have the second, what's called a plasma interferometry field to screw up the missile guidance systems. And the third, which is the most deadly, is a Tesla death ray system that actually hits it with a particle beam at the speed of light. And we have not purposely built enough of them to cover America or our allies. And all we had to do was build enough of these and no missile could come in. We also have the capacity to detect from space any isotopes coming in on a balloon or shot off of a platform or a fishing boat several hundred miles off the coast. There's no excuse for us not stopping nuclear isotopes coming in a tractor or train or car. We can see these from space. In fact, we fly over every city. The reason is they want us vulnerable. They want an event. They want us to hate and fight Islam. And they want to eventually destroy not only us, but destroy Islam in the process with a vastly reduced human population.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And people have to understand that this is a plan, a satanic plan by these maniacs. And they think they're going to carry it off. They're fools. And they're going to die in their stupidity and evil. We'll be back in a moment with another interesting discussion. Dan will be back on Tuesday.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. L-A-N-D-H-O.tv. Right now.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Red Velvet here. Karen.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
My forms are almost completed to do our little projects. I want to encapsulate them so they'll get to the terminal small ileum to have some of the fragile molecules get to the target tissues for tissue regeneration. Right now, I open my Mountain Red Velvet capsules under my tongue. In fact, I have a bottle. No, I don't have one here right now, but I do down in my bedroom. The other project is I'm working with we call the 3D printing labs in America. One at University of Wisconsin, the other at Wake Forest Regenerative Medicine Center. And the current material that they're using right now, and I have this right from the top, what's called stem cell research doctors, including Dr. Ron Klaps, the head of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the material they're using for 3D organ printing doesn't work. Now, Mountain Red Velvet is the ideal material. All we have to do is create it in a sterile matrix so that it can be literally printed by a 3D printer and then act as a backbone for spraying cells on to for cell culture for them to differentiate into the target tissues. People should understand these structural proteins are present there, these enzymatic proteins and building blocks, and there's also what's called scalar biophotonic transducer molecules. Now, what happens when they attach to proteins, to cell membranes, they act to actually translate signals from the outside to the environment inside the cell to the second messenger systems that turn on and off DNA. The current printing material they use now is pretty useless. It makes things look vessel-ish. They look like a vessel or a bladder-ish, but they don't have the biophotonic capacity or the building blocks to actually create a real, you know, physical organ, especially trying to print what's called solid organs, let's say like the heart or liver or kidneys. The technology that I'm working on will allow us to actually print solid organs. Pretty cool, hey?
And I guess the whole regeneration thing is the same as what we hear when people start taking mountain readers, like,
well, your body does it
brand
anyway.
New.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you for, you know, and it is. It's like taking a product that restores and puts the oil back in and the joints don't creak. And
I had a consult yesterday with a lady who started to notice she's 3 years postmenopausal and all of a sudden her hairdresser says, look, your hair's falling out. It's getting thinner all of a sudden. And I said, the first thing you need to take are DHEA, pregnenolone, and femgestrone, which is a progesterone hormone. And the second thing you need to take is you need to take our Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly. Her Majesty's Royal Jelly regenerates pro-collagen. The Collagen Max helps. It's orthosilicic stabilized silicon to help triple the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. And Mountain Red Velvet supplies 396 biomolecules and 6 growth hormones. And by the way, you do not. Now listen to this. There's some marketing idiots out there saying take IGF-1. You know, we call it Royal Velvet garbage. And this is probably being extracted from deer that are being abused where they're actually extracting from blood. Bad idea. In fact, if you give somebody IGF-1 alone and they have a nascent cancer somewhere in their body, you can make their cancer grow. Not, you won't have that with Mountain Red Velvet. It's a balanced formula with all the growth factors that actually stimulate your immune system for immune surveillance against cancer. So, you know, I tell people, there's a lot of yahoos out there, whether they're selling water systems or they're pretending that they're functional medicine doctors. Don't believe them, including this Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy that's out there saying, you know, like Dr. Deagle, he's dead. No, don't believe him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You have to understand there's a lot of yahoos saying things that are not supported by evidence. Now, I do believe the minerals are an important part. For example, one of the important things that you're going to find in Mountain Red Velvet, there's organically chelated minerals. And minerals are like the black keys on your keyboard. If you do not have the minerals, but you have to have them in a form that's not going to have heavy metals like tellurium, lead, zinc, you know, transuranic minerals, etc. in them. And you want to make sure that they have the mineral we call carriers, like our indiumes, that is going to amplify mineral transport to the nucleoplasm. Because when they get a nucleoplasm, that's when the genes are switched on and off. But guess what? That's part of the hundreds of things present inside Mountain Red Velvet. Structural proteins, enzymatic stimulants, DNA modulating proteins, and we call biophotonic transducers. And there's 8 different classes of these different molecules, 8 different classes. And I've actually I'm writing up some articles to parse exactly what each one of these does. But the reason why the science of organ regeneration is not moving forward is that, remember, you have to use what I call creative intelligence that can be verified by logic and evidence with a proper Z-score to determine that it's a non-random event. And unfortunately, most of the research being published in most of these so-called new innovations have no basis in either creative intelligence, logic, or evidence, which is why these guys continue to use material that's FDA approved for printing organs, and it's freaking useless.
Yes.
Now, if you're out there listening to me, they're wasting billions of dollars trying to say they're going to cure this and that illness, and they don't know what they're doing. It's just like I had a consult just a few days ago, and I get dozens of consults every day, and one of them was a lady who got platelet-rich plasma injections for rheumatoid arthritis. I'm thinking, are you crazy? If you've got osteo, maybe it'll help, or a torn ligament. But doing platelet-rich plasma injections without proper stem cell support, which includes mountain red velvet, without reducing any disease states, let's say cross-linked proteins because you've got hemoglobin A1C because you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, without mineral deficiencies, which you have to correct, like zinc, copper, and other trace minerals, your stem cells and even your mountain red velvet won't take. Now, the great thing about mountain red velvet, it has a lot of these minerals in very tiny but very highly bioavailable organic chelates. And because of that, the DNA immediately turns or induces the messenger RNA to make the proteins or enzymes. And for the cells and tissues to say, hey, I got off the freeway of the microcirculation and now I know how to build a liver or an eyeball or a brain.
Exactly.
Remember, you clone yourself into the future. And people need to know, no one's older than a seven-year-old. Everybody is 7 years or younger. Isn't that interesting?
It is really interesting. And I think it's really important to know, Dr. Bill, that Mountain Red has been in business over 10 years, and we do supply you direct. This is what the customers get is our Mountain Red product that is grown here in New Zealand, that our boys are absolutely cherished. No animal is harmed in our process. And you get exactly what nature intended from our beautiful land, from our beautiful boys, and it comes direct to Dr. Bill. And Bill supplies this.
Right. Now, here's the science. I usually like to give Mountain Red Velvet with Collagen Max, if it's your joints, tendon, mender, and joint performance, and pro-collagen generating Her Majesty's Royal Jelly. But many people just start off with the Mountain Red Velvet, and it's going to do the following from head to toe. Your hair is going to be lustrous. Your skin is going to be wrinkly less. Your nails are going to become like talons that won't break when you do things around your home or garden. You're going to notice that your bones are going to get stronger because 42% of the dry weight of your bones is a type of subtype of collagen for lamellar bone mineralization. Cavitations around your teeth, which are basically retraction of membranous bone, will reverse and you'll start to grow sharp A fibers so your teeth won't rattle around inside your head. Remodeling even of the condyle of your TMJ joint can actually occur because of osteopenia. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't know that remodeling of your TMJ joint can totally screw up your jaw, and you can end up with, you know, five-figure trying to have the surgeons try to fix your jaw when really it's a dynamic muscle and joint problem, which is related to proprioception and neurological function. But if you remodel a bone, mechanically, you got a screwed-up jaw. And the membranous bone does not get less dense. It just retracts away. It actually melts. It's almost like taking an ice cube and melting it. You know, if you took a thing shaped like your jaw, and you put it into a little bucket looking that was warm, that jaw would melt away, and that's what it looks like on a pan x-ray evaluation of your jaw. Well, the whole approach to healthcare, to me, is non-scientific. We have a factory medicine system that pushes polypharmacy. They want to chase symptoms. Oh, you got an inflamed joint. We're going to give you a non-steroidal or a steroid shot. Oh, we're going to give you a disease-modifying drug. We're going to turn off parts of your immune system, which, by the way, may make you get cancer, but you're not going to find your rheumatoid or your psoriasis or scleroderma bother you anymore. No, not likely. No, not as you're dying of your cancer. Or you got a weird pathogen from your pet that normally won't grow in human tissue, but guess what? Now that your immune system is screwed up, you are going to grow these weird pathogens, or you're going to get a weird thing like hairy cell leukemia or God knows what. And, you know, as a doctor that's seen these things, I'm thinking, my medical profession needs to repent. They need to repent of, number one, not studying these other fields, like, you know, being really knowledgeable about micropathology, infectious disease, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, biophotonic medicine, epigenetics. I mean, the level of knowledge of the average health professional, we're talking about just MDs, we're talking about chiropractors, naturopaths, fitness sports trainers, they're just basically ignorant. And it's really disturbing because I can teach them in a matter of hours some principles that will make you a better fitness trainer, better, you know, plastic surgeon, better abdominal surgeon, so you have less infections and less problems. But the thing is, for recovery, you need to actually have the building blocks you can't recover from the surgery.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
When you look at a wound site, for example, how long do you think it takes for the tensile strength of a wound if you do, say, abdominal surgery for it to return to normal, if you cut through muscle?
I would have thought weeks.
18 months.
Wow.
18 months. And you know how much returns in 18 months? 50 to 75% of the tensile strength of the previously lacerated muscle. So it takes you up to 3 to 4 years if it ever does properly. And a lot of times it gets actually cinched by scars that actually cut off the microcirculation. So if you want to regenerate tissues in any way, shape, or form, you don't take Mountain Red Velvet, it's not going to happen. And the problem is that scars actually block biophotons. People don't know that. So if you've got scar tissue in your body, it's going to block the biophotons for regenerating the organs and tissue beyond the scar range.
Right.
Interesting, eh? They're not aware
theory.
Of that. Oh, yeah, they don't know that.
They don't tell you those things, do they?
No, think of collagen as a fiber optic cable that connects to your DNA. Interesting, eh? And guess what? The translator is the molecules in mountain red velvet. So when people say, I want to redo my joints, I said, well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, go see an orthopedic surgeon, do a, let's say your knee, clean up the garbage, reattach the ligaments, so you have proper tracking of your patella, and if you need dynamic splints, then put a shot of Hyaline, 3 million molecular weight polymer from rooster clones, which I put in many times, and then start taking mountain red velvet right off the bat, even before the surgery, and what's going to happen is your body's going to start manufacturing the hydroviscous polymer of hyaluronic acid. It's going to manufacture new cartilage, glycosaminoglycans. It's going to manufacture new connective tissue and prevent synovitis and tendonitis and epigenetically affect the tenocytes so they don't cause chronic inflammation and interfascial scarring. Most people aren't aware, if you're not massaging regularly, and I tell this whether it's athletes or a person getting older, I get a deep massage every week, and I say, unless it's causing pain, it's not working. I call my massage therapist, Tracy, my myofascial engineer. She's breaking up stuff around my knees, back, and I said, okay, you found it. And you go, oh, yeah, pop, and you can hear a grunch. And as I take my enzymes, like Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus and Mountain Red Velvet, the body says, oh, I can rebuild this.
Yes.
I don't care if you're 64. I can rebuild that, the patellar mechanism around your knee, or I can rebuild your Achilles area, or I can rebuild the muscles in your forearm with an old injury and break down that scar tissue. But you got to have the building blocks.
And that's it.
You know, there are no other supplements. People say, well, I take a little, glycosaminoglycans and a little. I think, are you kidding me? That stuff is 30-year-old technology. We got the stuff now.
Exactly.
I mean, because we're talking about using mountain red velvet in a special form for printing 3D organs. Duh. You know?
Yes.
They've had ghost organs. They researched at the University of Wisconsin. And they flush all the cells out, but they only get about a 2% cellular regeneration of heart muscle, say, from a sheep cell when they put the cells back in stem cells. Well, the reason is they don't have all the biofontan transducers or the other things. So what do you expect? Why do you expect if you have a ghost of an organ and you put in a few stem cells, it's going to turn into a heart? I mean, it's like the old theory, if you're a bug, you keep on banging your nose against the glass because you don't realize the window's closed.
And that's it. And the good thing is that, like you say, there's a number of products that are out there on the market that are of dubious origin. And if you buy direct...
Dubious?
Yes.
You mean they're scamtastic.
Exactly. And
it's one of my idealisms. Scamtastic means a scam, and it's so fantastic, it almost looks good.
Exactly. And we supply direct to you. So anyone ordering from you, they know it is Mountain Red Deer Velvet from us right here in New Zealand.
Now, one of the things that you give us some of the testimonies you've had from people, and we're talking about whether their brain functions better, their hair looks good, their heart failure. I put people on mountain red velvet that they're undergoing cardiomyocyte changes and changes in the physiology of their valve leaflets, etc., on mountain red velvet because they have myxoma that's changed, they have expansion of the heart valve, so they're not opposing the leaflets. And we add that to other things to prevent calcification, like full vitamin K2 and other things, anti-inflammatories like Cell Defense Plus and Inflamex. But without mountain red velvet, it's hard to regenerate any organ, whether it's kidneys, heart, liver, brain, whatever. You have to have the building blocks.
Exactly. Funnily enough, at the moment, we have exam time down here. So we have been supplying a lot of mountain red deer velvet to our students who are studying and so for memory enhancement. But as you know, we supply athletes who are able to train harder for longer and recover quicker. All those little injuries, those niggles are healed. They're not masked. They can't be masked by a pain relief here. This is mountain red deer velvet working to heal the body. So we do supply a number of professional athletes, but it's also for the mum and dads who are out there playing golf at the weekend.
Weekend warriors. Tennis.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. We supply a lot of product for creaky joints, sore backs, sore knees, sore elbows, and just general aging, that people are getting older and, oh, I'm tired. So they're looking for energy and restorative care, the flexibility back in those joints that have creaked for so long. And we hear this on a daily basis from people that, gee, I just feel better. We're restoring sleep to people who have had pain for a long time with creaky joints, sore backs, sore knees.
Right. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Now, what I want people to understand is you can document the improvement in somebody's function by doing things like dynamic tests with a exercise physiologist walking on a force plate if your walking gait's abnormal. You can also do a digital thermogram to see if someone's tissues are behaving more normally. And you can do tests like, for example, A-delta and C-fiber tests for pain syndromes using their Axon 2 scanner that I developed the technology with Dr. Jim Hedgecock in the late 90s. He had FDA approval in 97, and I had a potentiometry, or EMG, to make it the first objective test for pain in history. And you can do other investigations that can identify to say, hey, you've actually fixed the problem. The QRMA test is one of the simplest. It takes a minute to do several hundred tests. And the most advanced is a Bioplasm Expert in Clinical, which are knockoffs of the Russian Metatron for the Russian Space Agency. And I have them available for people to purchase or health professionals. And I can even log on to TeamViewer 10 and look at their scan of any organ in their body and diagnose what's wrong, like an accuracy of an MRI or CT, anywhere on Earth by just logging onto their computer. Stay there. Karen will be on another segment.
Okay.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call.
Welcome back, and there's a couple of different things we need to do to make Mountain Red Velvet a kind of a sterilizable product to make a surgical version. One of them is actually use something like Rife technology to use harmonic frequencies to kill all the known pathogens, which may be better than even using radiation, which is the only way I know otherwise to sterilize something with those using heat. That wouldn't alter the biomolecules because radiation might cause crosslinks where it creates free radicals. And the Rife-type radiation technology may be the only way to actually harmonically destroy the specific pathogens that are present in a mountain red velvet so that you would have a sterile substance to make microgranules for intravenous or sheets or other materials for printing 3D organs. So, you know, we need to kind of develop that technology. Now, when you take mountain red velvet, what you're going to notice is within days, especially if you take it along with, say, Her Majesty's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max, you're going to notice that your tissues are going to start becoming much more resilient.
And that's what we hear.
For example, when someone says, my hair is falling out or it's becoming brittle or thinning, one of the first things you notice within days is a new hair coming in is completely different in its physiology from old hair. And people will say that, you know, the roots are coming in really good and the old hair is like flaking off.
Yikes.
Especially in older people. You'll find that especially in older people.
Yeah.
And they get what we call lanugo hair, which is like baby hair, you know, only it's fragile, very fragile.
The structure
of the collagen's bad.
Yes. And that's what we hear with people who take mountain red deer velvet is that my hair and nails are like what they used to be.
If you did scanning electron microscopy on the nails, let's say you took a piece of fingernail and you did an EM, what you'd find is the actual ultrastructure on electron microscopy of the nail bed would actually look physically much more organized and much more compact. You'll see, for example, if you look at cells that are getting old or senescent, you'll see little air bubbles in them. You'll see kind of funky-looking mitochondria. You'll see organelles like the endoplasmic reticulum looked all kind of chopped up. You'll see the metaphase spread of gene of the chromosomes look weird, doesn't line up properly on the metaphase plate. Whereas if you have a healthy tissue and you're looking at the structure of the collagen and the tissue and the structural proteins, it all looks very organized and very kind of regimented. So that's important to understand that that mountain red velvet is very unique. And it really is no substitute. People say, well, I can take this and that or such and such a company. And you mentioned something about the dry weight. There's you have 500 milligrams per capsule. Other companies are marketing basically scamtastically. How do they do that? What's the labeling that they're using? Because they're getting a third of the amount of actual mountain red velvet. They're mixing
correct.
It with bone and other things. What's the term that's used?
So the green weight tonnage is what we take from our boys and we process that as minimally as possible so that you actually get what they grow.
Right.
But what people say is that they've got 500 milligrams of deer velvet in their capsules. Well, what they do is they have 500 milligrams of a green weight tonnage, so in effect it's only 166 milligrams.
So they're quoting the green weight tonnage before processing
correct.
Rather than the actual
correct.
Final product.
What you see is what you get in Mountain Red.
So you get three times as much, but you also
correct.
Have higher quality because it's the only company that deals with the extra low temperature so it doesn't cause annealing of the proteins, cross-links, or destruction of enzymes.
Yes.
Or hormones.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, Karen, we will see you again next Tuesday, and I think people need to know we're working hard behind the scenes here to actually move us towards zero senescence. But start today. Get your mountain red velvet and slow down the aging process and clone yourself with the best toner into the future, mountain red velvet. It's the toner of life.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, Inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.